This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. At the top of the show, we played Paulini, Fireman.
Now, Jade, I made the fatal mistake of asking you just then before while we were off air. Oh, Jade, did you and your girlfriend do anything special for Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Bum, bum. I felt storm clouds rolling in. I felt like birds were falling dead from the sky.
Look, it wasn't my intention to come off that way, Dave. Like, I think it's fine if you want to go out and, you know, you feel like you have to give chocolates and flowers on the one day a year or you're going to be smited forever in your relationship. All I was trying to make a point about was that to me, that shouldn't be the day of romance or whatever. Like, to me, romance in a relationship is a bit more long. It's, you know, it's part of the ongoing story of the relationship.
Correct.
Like, to me, romance is, oh, I see you had a stressful day. Let me buy you a drink.
Aww.
You know, let me do the dishes for you.
Or, it's the little practical things that show your sensitivity.
Yeah.
That you're in tune with. But my argument is that, look, Valentine's Day is not all that bad for some couples. I actually think some couples need it because if you're busy and you're not prone to showing romance in those little ways that you do, that you just mentioned, Jade, I think it's not such a bad idea to have one out of 365 days where somebody's buying you chocolate, somebody's buying you flowers.
Isn't that what your birthday's for?
Okay, what if they forget?
Well, if they forget, but Dave, that says more about the relationship than it does about anything else to me. Like that, if you are like so hard up that you have to like put pressure on that on this day you will do this for me, like that,
I know what
there's
you
something
mean.
Wrong there.
I know there's something wrong there, but you know, I think that yes, although Valentine's Day was something that's created and it's very commercial and no, we shouldn't just all rush out and do something special on that day. We should be showing love on a daily. I'm just saying that sometimes it's still nice. I mean, like, don't lie to me. Don't sit there and lie to me and say you don't like getting chocolate.
But I can get chocolate any day of the year, Jade.
Okay, all right, Jade, you made your point. Things are good. You're getting chocolate any day of the year. I'm still waiting for a man to buy me chocolates. It's not quite the same when I buy them for myself because that's just called a binge.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, months and months ago, we started hearing about prolific, which basically is because we used we talked about clout last year.
Mm-hmm.
Similar sort of concept, really, that was going to help you sort of measure your online, because prolific actually has two elements to it. It's got the whole filter element where effectively what it does is you can you've got particular topics that you can say that you are interested in or whatever, and it'll recommend people for you to follow based on those interests. The other thing, a part of it really is the stats and analysis part of it, where you can do your ranking and where you sit in the social media sphere. and what are your, you know, what are you the best at, basically.
So basically like how clout has things like what are you most influential about. So I think it's based on things like what you tweet, what you Facebook, those kind of topics.
Yeah, so you can set up, at the moment they've got it set up to do Facebook and Twitter. They've started looking at doing LinkedIn and YouTube as well. And like I said, Dave, it is still in beta. So it is like literally you have to have an invite and register, and then you have to put in, each time you go in, you have to put in an access code.
Oh.
And
lucky for you and I, we got an access code each.
Yeah. In theory, yeah, Dave, that makes us sound like it was a, we waited on a waiting list for a long time to get.
It was not a VIP situation, you guys, let me tell you.
But to me, Dave, like I started using it and I can see the good, you know, the good side of it, but I just found it really hard to use.
It is really, really in beta stage. Like, let me just tell you what it looks. It just looks really amateurish at the moment, but I can see that it's got potential. I can see that it's got promise, but at the moment it's just taking too long for, say, you and I were to sign up for a profile. We actually have to wait 24 hours to get our stats, to get our things like that.
I guess once you get in there too, Dave, like it's all in Flash and it's, you know, that's good in some ways, but it's all this kind of like animated almost, like, you know, there are sweeping drop downs and drag and drops and all that kind of stuff.
And it looks good.
So it looks really nice. But it's not that easy to use. Like I just found myself kind of baffled by the whole thing. Like, where is this all going? And, you know, I'm trying to navigate over here and some random drop down appears.
Can I just say in their defense, though, they do have video tutorials happening around the page, but that shouldn't be the point. Mm-hmm. A really good and well-designed website should be intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in this day and age with a lot of different apps and a lot of different smartphone devices, we've all been conditioned as human beings to, you know, really kind of go and explore something, and we kind of expect for us to be able to pick it up.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing too is you want to be able to sign up for something, and you want to, the instant you sign up, you want to be able to do everything, and you want it to all just kind of make sense and click.
Correct. You don't want to watch no video tutorial on how to use it.
And there's still that kind of, I don't know, it's obvious that they've got all of these plans. Like, I actually liked the more detailed stats about you, so how you can start using, you can get some ideas about your particular stats in social media, and then, you know, you can look at your competitors and all of that kind of stuff. But they're still rolling out a lot of that.
They're still rolling out a lot of it. I mean, I know for a fact that I still haven't gotten my stats yet on Prolific, but I had a look at someone who, you know, has some presence on Prolific, and I thought I would go with a celebrity. So, you know, that way it's somebody everyone knows and we can compare. So I picked Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
She was, interestingly enough, you see, this is what I did. I went to my filter on Prolific and I said, I want to follow people that are funny.
Yeah.
Rihanna came up under funny.
Ooh.
I don't think she was that funny, but okay. she came up under funny, but her stats are very interesting. So there's a bit where it's got associated topics and ranking.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna is ranked in the top 1% of reggae, top 1% of musicians, and top 1% of performer. Who else is up in this top 1% space? I want to know.
The other thing, Dave, too, is like when I was setting up my interests, I did want to put something around gay and lesbian, like GLBT stuff, because, you know, a lot of, we like to cover that kind of stuff in media and.
Correct.
It doesn't come up as an option.
Yeah, there's no option for GLBT. There's no option for gay and lesbian.
Yeah.
I find that very interesting. But also the options that you see there, Jade, are trending topics, apparently. So they're not categories per se. But I think it's really cool that they also list things like personality traits.
Yep.
And at this point, it's going to sound like we're shopping for a pet or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to add some personality traits to your Prolific page, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, wouldn't you like to know what I said about
you? Yeah, I'd love to know.
I just tagged you on things like, you know, science fiction and nerdy and geeky and, yeah, things of that nature.
Yeah.
I think I put in X-Files as well. Yeah. I'm not sure if it accepts that. So maybe there's not as many X-Files fans out there.
Yeah, maybe.
Anymore?
Yeah. Okay, so Dave, You must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, that boy James is all over Twitter, just like loving on everything that you do musically.
Yeah, he did tweet saying that I will be reviewing Emily Sondé's Our Version of Events on the show tonight, her debut album. It is indeed true. That is indeed going to happen. And he's also rather excited that I played Off to the Races by Lana Del Rey. You know, Jade, sometimes I feel like we know our listeners so well that you don't have to be request hour o'clock
for me to play what you want. We don't need to take the requests. We already know what you want.
Yeah, we read minds. We stalk you and everything. In any case, look, if you're on Twitter and you want to tweet us, you can. It's at diffstrokes949. And I just spat all over the mic when I said diffstrokes.
Yeah, you had trouble with
tasty.
That.
Jade, we're talking about Ben Lee's ex, Clem. I need to stop. I'm ruining her credibility, undermining her acting abilities.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she was in
that irrelevant show. sorry, Claire Danes.
I've totally gone blank.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Claire Danes. I'm sure you've done something.
This My So-Called Life.
She's done a lot of great things.
Yeah, so she was on that when she was a teenager.
But she's now known as Ben Lee's ex.
To you.
To me. Okay. So she's in his new TV show called Homeland.
Yeah. So, and Dave, Homeland, here's some, like, you know, this is where I go on my Homeland, my nerdy streak.
Okay.
Alex Ganser and Howard Gordon, who are the co-creators of the show, were writers on The X-Files.
I see. I knew there was some sort of X-Files agenda behind this. I just thought Homeland doesn't look like the kind of drama, the kind of American drama that Jade would normally watch. It seems a little mainstream.
Well, and it's also, I mean, they were also heavily involved in 24. So, and to me, when the style of the show, when you watch it, very similar to what you would expect from 24.
I see. Okay.
But basically, just to explain what Homeland is, there's Claire Danes play.
You can't say her name now without thinking of Ben Lee or think of me bringing up Ben Lee.
Yeah. Claire is playing Carrie Matheson, who is like a CIA agent officer style thing. And she, when the series opens, she's in Iraq, and there's kind of this like frazzled scene where she is warned by an asset, which is basically some sort of informant or whoever.
Whistleblower, if you will.
Yes. Who is about to be executed, that there is an American prisoner of war who has been turned by Al-Qaeda.
Ah.
Flash forward to in modern times, she's, because of, you know, this is a completely unauthorized situation that she finds herself in Iraq, she's brought back to Langley, Virginia, which is like the main CIA headquarters where she's working in counterterrorism.
Mm-hmm.
She's been reined back in. And all of this is still kind of unfolding as we go because, I mean, in Australia at the moment, I think we're like episode 4 or 5 has just aired. So we're very early on.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting close to half though. I think it's 12 or 13 episodes. But basically, they're, you know, it's any other day, and then they get called into the office by the deputy director, who says they've found a prisoner of war, an American prisoner of war, who was not known to have been, you know, basically was presumed dead because he's been missing since 2003. So he's been missing 8 years.
And then suddenly he turns up, and Claire Danes thinks that this man might be the one that Al-Qaeda had turned and has sent to America to
basically
cause trouble.
Yeah, to plan some sort of terrorist attack,
Jade,
internally.
You got me hooked. That was such a wonderful retelling of, I don't know, the trailer perhaps. was really good, actually.
Yeah, so I've heard great things about the show, but with these dramas, like, you know, I don't often get into them because
I know you don't often get into them, which is so surprising to me that you're, you know, really, by the sounds of it, liking The Sound of Homeland.
Yeah, and this, and I didn't walk into it expecting to like it. It's got great reviews from, you know, rave reviews all over Twitter. Like, everyone I know who has seen it said they really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I was hooked on it. I started watching it because I thought, oh, we should, probably should talk about it on the show because it's been such a big success.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hooked.
You say that it's about pop artist with character.
Pop artist with character.
Forget what you've heard. I do listen to strummy la-la music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave.
Emily Sondé.
Yes, I look forward to this.
Look, Jade, she is easily one of the most anticipated new artists to break out this year.
Mm.
And I know I feel like I've already said that so much. We're only in February.
Yeah,
but
Lana Del Rey.
Yes,
blah,
we've
blah,
mentioned,
blah.
Yeah, blah, 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 Lana Del Rey. But Emily Sondé, for real,
mm-hmm.
is also one of the more anticipated female pop artists.
I like the name of her album, Our Version of Events.
Yes, it screams intelligent. It mm-hmm. screams, you know, maybe semi-political as well. And that's exactly what it is. It's not kind of, I'm going to pummel you with politics and, you know, I am so intelligent, I've got so much to say,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 blah. War on terror, blah, blah, blah. It's nothing like that. It's subtle, it's mm-hmm. intelligent, and it's soulful. Now, just to give you a bit of background, Jade, Emily Sondé, she's a Scottish singer-songwriter. Some people might know her for, you know, she's featured in a couple of tracks here and there that were major hits in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
The most prominent ones probably Read All About It with Professor Green, which I understand is now starting to break here in Australia.
Okay.
So she got her break through those means, but she had been signed and it was just waiting for the right moment for her to put out her solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Before the, you know, the solo album came out, Jade, she had written for the likes of Leona Lewis, Susan Boyle, and get this, by her own admission, she had written new material
mm-hmm.
for the original Sugar Babes lineup.
Mm. are the original Sugar Babes getting back together?
Well, that's the whisper on the underground level. That's what, you know, it's probably one of the industry's worst kept secrets.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon the original Sugar Babes are indeed getting back together, even though Mutya has denied it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mutya.
Oh, what are you doing, Mutya?
What a jokester.
Stop playing. Quit playing. We know something's happening. So Emily Sondé's apparently written she says, an amazing song for the original Sugar Babes. So I can't wait. There's a lot of interest in Emily's own solo project as well, in her own music, because she sounds like a phenomenal, phenomenal kind of piano-based vocalist. So think of Alicia Keys, but maybe with a bit of Leona Lewis in there.
Mm-hmm.
She's got that beautiful voice that's got a really nice soft head voice. So there's definite texture in her voice that, you know, makes it really engaging to listen to. The album itself, Jade, Our Version of Events, I mean, I mentioned before, it's intimate, it's soulful. What I mean by that is a lot of the tracks are just really quite stripped down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just Emily, her vocals, and piano. So it's very stripped back. Some of the key tracks I want to point people out to is, and I didn't think I would pick this as a major, major key track, but her solo version of Read All About It, which, you know, is originally the one where she's a feature creature on with Professor Green.
Yep.
She did a solo version of that called Read All About It Part 3, where it's just her and a piano, and she pretty much rewrote the entire song.
Okay.
Changed the angle, put in a slightly political perspective in there, and it just completely upgraded the song for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to hear the Professor Green version that went number one in the UK anymore. I don't even care for that anymore.
Yep.
You know, I've got this in my life. That's enough.
That's the way it should have been.
I feel like that's the way it should have been. Like, you know, you should have played me this version first before the one with the rapper on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is quite a common trend, Jade. I don't know if you know if I've talk to you about this, or if you've noticed this before, but a lot of female artists who have, say, featured in a hip-hop track have gone on to release, like, an acoustic or piano-based version of that song mm-hmm. on their albums. So Alicia Keys did that with Empire State of Mind, mm-hmm. which was a huge hit that she featured on with Jay-Z.
Yep.
Then she went and did a solo version that was just acoustic pretty much. Rihanna did the same with Love the Way You Lie. Mm-hmm. She, you know, had a vocal version of it without Eminem's rap. So mm-hmm. I feel like this is a popular trend and it kind of works. Another key track that I would say people should pay attention to on Emily Sondé's album is Heaven, the lead single. Now, Heaven went number two in the UK, so it was reasonably successful.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, Jade, this is probably the most musically complex song on the album. What I mean by that is, you know, we've got rich orchestral strings. We've got gospel-style chorus. We've got some strong drum beats on there. So it feels very accomplished, whereas the other songs feel more stripped back.
Yeah, it feels like she was just sitting there playing him by herself.
Yeah, and I like the feel of that. I really like that because it's just... And it's so rare as well for an artist's debut album to be so bare, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like in pop music, they really want to pull every trick out of the bag for the first album to show, A, how versatile they are, and B, to, you know, ensure that they have a proper radio-ready hit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas for her, it just feels like such an effortless album,
mm-hmm.
and I like that.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, we had a text come in and it says, oh gosh, if more people answered the phone with such a sexy accent, I would call Joy every day. Jade and David, you guys give good radio. Smiley face. Dave, our
program support girl Danielle has an incredibly, incredibly sexy accent.
And this isn't the first time there's been love.
Yeah, I think our program support girl gets a lot of love.
Definitely more than we're getting.
But yeah, I mean, when was the last time somebody complimented you and I on our sexy
accents?
Yeah, and
I don't just need it on Valentine's Day. Any day of the week is fine by me.
You made that very clear at the start of the show that you're open to love, chocolate, and compliments all year round. I get it. My Jade, you're looking very beautiful tonight.
Oh, thank you, David.
I did walk in earlier tonight and say, oh, Jade, you're looking very, you know, extra corporate. Or
yeah, like that's a compliment.
It is when you do it as well as you do. I think I upgraded it from, oh, Jade, you're looking very corporate, to, oh, Jade, you're looking very executive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the highest level corporate.
Yeah, probably. Well, if you put on a suit jacket next time, I might say, oh, Jade, you're looking very chief executive officer.
What about the tie, Dave?
Oh, no, okay, then you're just trying too hard. Look, that's all we've got time for, unfortunately.
If you do want to catch up with us during the week, you can. We've got a website, differentstrokesonline.com. There you can find our blog and our podcast, which, you know, of course, you're going to go straight away and download it right now because he doesn't want to hear me rant about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, relive the experience.
You can also friend us or like us or whatever on Facebook if you go to facebook.com/differentstrokesradio. And we're also on Twitter, twitter.com/diffstrokes949.
Coming up upon the hour, we have transmission time. I don't know why I went blank just then. It's mm-hmm. like we've been neighbors for months and months and months.
Sometimes it just happens, Dave.
Yeah, sometimes I just go transmission time. Yes, yeah, transmission time. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
It was all that Claire Danes dissing you did earlier.
It wasn't a diss. It was a high compliment paid to her for her taste in men, which I thought you'd back me up on, you being such a big Ben Lee fan yourself.
Yeah, but, you know, would you really want to be known for... The only thing you want to be known for is for your man that you've
for
kept
your
company
relationship.
Rather than
your accomplishments
otherwise.
Jade, I get it all the time when I go to parties and they're like, oh, you're Jade's partner in crime on air.
No, Dave, that happens to me.
It's so trivializing. I'm like, I am David Lim, damn it. Not just Jade's, you know, on air partner.
Honestly, it's all like, you know David Lim? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know David Lim.
We seem to get it only when people are talking to us alone.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.